Strasburg. First pitch from Woodruff is a curveball on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Woodruff looking in to the right-handed hitting Connor Joe, who is 0 for his last 9 at the plate. And the 0-1, that's in there for a strike with a two-seam fastball, and it's 0-2. Joe hitting 240 on the year, 9 home runs and 35 driven in. You just heard the Pirates dugout taking exception with that call, trying to say it's low. Chris Siegel barked right back into their dugout and said, no, it's not. And the monitor that we have in front of us would agree with Chris Siegel. No balls and two strikes. Woodruff brings home the pitch. And Joe took high, and it's 1-2. Joe went 0-for-4 in last night's game. Woodruff, again, working out of the windup here, brings home the 1-2 pitch, and this is hit high in the air into left center field. Yelich tracking it. Yelich calling off Frelick, and he'll make the catch in left center for the first out of the inning. And there's one away for Jack Suwinski. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal, 7 cheeseburgers and 2 orders of fries for just $16.95. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. One away for Jack Suwinski, who homered in last night's contest. And he takes a curveball low. It's 1-0. Two-run home run for Suwinski that tied the game in the middle innings last night. Pirates would eventually play a couple more runs and win last night by a final 4-2. 1-0 pitch. That caught the outside corner with a beautiful curveball that time from Woodruff. And it's 1-1. Suwinski, just a 207 average, but 23 home runs and 58 driven in. Takes outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Pretty good defensive player. Definitely has some major pop. Saw that last year and this year. Facing Jack Suwinski, 2-1. That missed just a little bit low with the fastball, and it goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. And this is a dangerous count to get into against Jack Suwinski. Woodruff brings home the 3-1, and this is launched down the right field line. It is fairly deep. It is fairly foul. And it's 3-2. That ball was hit into the Allegheny and then some. Fairly deep was an understatement. I was being facetious, but plenty foul. And everybody happy that it was foul, at least in the Brewers' dugout. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Suwinski. Woodruff brings home the pitch. And he hits it foul. Third base side and out of play. 3-2. That might have, I don't think it would have hit the Allegheny on the fly, but it was going to bounce and land in there eventually for sure.
It's not easy to get one in there. It's kind of like hitting it into McCovey Cove in San Francisco. Yeah.
Three and two on Suwinski. Woodruff's pitch. And he missed inside. He walked him. Second base run of the night for the Pirates. And Suwinski aboard for Andy Rodriguez. Catching prospect for this Pirates club. 228 hitter. 2 home runs and 8 driven in. He got major praise after the game last night from manager Derek Shelton in how he handled young Luis Ortiz over the course of his start last night. First offering is outside, and it's 1-0. Brewers had some opportunities early, and Rodriguez made a couple of mound visits and calmed Ortiz down and got him back on track a couple of different times in that start. 1-0 is lifted into shallow center. Racing out is Adames, the shortstop. He's going to call everybody off and make the catch in shallow center for the second out. And before Peguero hits, 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers radio.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld Langrindle with you from PNC Park here in Pittsburgh. No score. Runner at first, two outs. And Leover Piguero is the batter for Pittsburgh. It's the first pitch he sees on the ground. Monasterio has it. Goes the short way to second where Terang is covering. And the inning is over. So another zero put up by Brandon Woodruff here in the bottom of the second. We're off to the third. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips. Bart.
No score in Pittsburgh. Brewers coming to the plate here in the top of the third against Andre Jackson. And in with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
All right, thanks, Grindle. And we got a delay before the third inning begins. I don't usually just use the last name.
I was going to point it out. That was very informal of you. I liked it.
Felt like an informal kind of night here. It's a friends and family type gathering.
Now you calls me Grinny, which is short for Grindle.
There was an equipment problem for the catcher, Andy Rodriguez, to delay Jackson's first pitch to Andrew Monasterio, but now we're ready. And here it comes, outside corner with a fastball, strike one.
A lot of times you just refer to me as, hey, you, when you need something. That's not true.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Monasterio chops it softly to the shortstop, Leover Piguero. Fields on the run, and he shows off a good, strong arm. Threw a bullet to first in time to get Andrew by about a step. Leover Piguero, the 22-year-old shortstop, went with a full windup. You notice that? Looked like he was throwing it from a pitcher's mound. And he got some velocity behind the throw, so it is 7 in a row retired by Andre Jackson to begin his outing. Batter Bryce Terang is almost hit in the legs by a slider that he hops out of the way of. 1-0, it's time now for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel 3-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant is Janet Terznick. Janet hails from Hales Corners. 1-0 coming. A little bit low on a fastball, 2-0 on Terang. Janet wins a Pottawatomie prize package. If a member of the crew hits triple here in the third, you can visit WTMJ.com to enter. Got about a month left. 2-0 is fouled back into the screen by Terang. 2-1 on Bryce, who comes in with a batting average at .217 in his rookie campaign. 6 homers and 32 driven in. Scoreless game in the third inning. Andre Jackson's 2-1 pitch hit on the ground to second base. Very softly in a play for G1 Bay. Bends down to field it. Pops back up and throws out Bryce Terang. Couple of soft ground balls here in the third for Jackson. Lane, the Brewers still don't have a base runner against Andre Jackson this season. He is one out shy of six perfect innings against them. That started on the 5th of August when he made his Pirates debut in relief. Tyrone Taylor trying to prevent that. Takes strike one.
Yeah, we talked about how he's pitched well for these Pirates, especially of late. And he's 27 years old. Dodgers finally, I guess you would say, gave up on him.
Yep. A one grounded foul hard into the Pirates' third base dugout area. It went over the top of the fence and into the netting behind it. 0-2.
It kind of goes to show you there's a lot of great arms floating around out there, and sometimes they need the change of scenery or maybe somebody just to present things to them a little differently, and it can unlock a really good pitcher. And right now, Andre Jackson is pitching like a really good pitcher.
Taylor shoots a foul again to the Pirates' dugout. That time it glanced off the fence. Pirates are joking with Tyrone, saying, keep it somewhere else. It remains 0-2. Two out, nobody aboard, scoreless in the third. Tyrone hitting 206. Jackson is going to call his catcher, Andy Rodriguez, out to visit him here. So mound visit is used. Yeah, the Pirates may have found something here. It's a guy who, as you said earlier, had only minimal time ever in the major leagues when he was with the Dodgers, and it was all in relief. Now they're trying him as a starter, and it's going exceedingly well.
Yeah, most of his numbers in AAA, not great either, if you look back at this year and years previously. But sometimes it's just a different thing when you get up here.
0-2, he took a curveball, did Tyrone, low and away, and there's ball one.
Typically, it goes the other way. Your numbers can be really good, and you get up here, and it's a totally different game. But for some guys, for whatever reason, the light goes on when they get to the big league level.
The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by Taylor for his second strikeout, Andre Jackson. Three perfect innings to start the outing tonight. Six perfect innings against the Crew thus far this season. We're headed to the bottom of the third. 0-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Overlooking Long Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin, Harborview Pub and Eatery is the place for your summer fun. From watching the Brewers to summer volleyball leagues, to simply enjoying a cold beverage on the deck. Batter up with all you can eat Friday fish fry, deep fried or broiled. Saturdays on deck is a prime rib dinner, and hitting cleanup on Sundays, all you can eat barbecued ribs. Harborview Pub and Eatery, overlooking Long Lake and Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin, serving 10:30 to 9 p.m. every day.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
If I could be you.
And you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Toby Keith,
Miranda Lambert,
Brad Paisley,
Zach Brown Band.
We play them all!
98Q Country.
Brandon Woodruff against Joshua Palacios, beginning the bottom of the third in this scoreless game. Got the sign, Woodruff winds and throws. Palacios takes a strike, a slider that clipped the inside corner. 8-9-1 for the Buccos coming up, and Duhar and Bay to follow Palacios, a left-handed hitter. Here it comes, 0-1. Fly ball deep into right center field, but it'll stay in the park. Moving over to his left is Sal Frelick from center. He's there in front of the track to make the catch. Ball didn't carry very much. Then in the end, a pretty routine fly out for Woodruff to get Palacios. It's time for your safe driving tip du jour from our friends at Schneider's, whose professional truck drivers remind you to never text while driving. No message is worth the risk. Hear, hear on that. Miguel Andujar, the former Yankee, It's one on the ground, wide of first. That's foul opposite way. Woodruff has given up a single and a walk and faced only one over the minimum. There was a caught stealing back in the first. And Duhart takes in the dirt with a slider, one and one. Yankees finally cut Andujar loose last year. Right around this time of the season, they waived him, and the Pirates have had him ever since. He's been in AAA most of this year. He lines one sharply but foul wide of third, and the count goes to one and two. He was turning around a 96-mile-an-hour sinker. With Pittsburgh, Andujar in 16 games hitting 200 with three home runs. But he was absolutely a terror in AAA this year, for whatever that's worth. AAA played over 100 games, hit 338, driven in 86 with Indianapolis. 1-2, fouled straight back. Woodruff elevated the fastball 97 miles an hour, and Andujar spoiled it. At one point, the Yankees thought he'd be a cornerstone. Just never hit consistently. 1-2 pitch. Down and in. It's 2-2 on a changeup. Had a 92 RBI year in 2018 for the Bronx Bombers. Righty versus righty with one out. The 2-2. Hit on the ground hard to third. Backhanded behind the bag. That's a nice play. Monasterio wide throw. Brought him into the runner. Santana caught it and tags out Andujar. That was a fine play on each end of it. First, it was Andrew Monasterio to field it with a backhand as he straddled the chalk. Threw the ball towards the home plate side of first base. And Carlos Santana came off the base, caught it, slapped the tag right on as Andujar ran by. Two out in the third, and Woodruff looking for his first perfect inning, facing Jiwon Bae. Chops one softly, foul, opposite way wide of third. There has been only one hit in this game to this point, and Jiwon Bae's got it. Single to lead off the first, but he was the one caught stealing. A one pitch. Low on a curve. Then it's 1-1. Brandon Woodruff's first start back after 4 months on the injured list was against Pittsburgh back on the 6th of August, and they beat him. 1-1 pitch, Bae rolls one over on the ground to the second baseman, Terang. A couple of steps left, he's got it, and throws out Jiwon Bae. Woodruff looking good tonight. That's his first 1-2-3 inning. We're headed on to the fourth. It's a pitcher's duel early. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
High-speed internet is essential today. So it's great news. Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar. Or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, the Brewers hoping to have more success against right-hander Andre Jackson the second time through the order. Jackson has retired all nine he's faced. We are scoreless as we hit the fourth, and Christian Yelich in the box to lead off. Jackson throws, and it's in knee-high with a changeup. Nothing in one. Yelich grounded to first to begin the ballgame. Contreras and Santana will follow as the sun is setting over PNC Park. 0-1. Chop very softly. Foul to the backstop. It's 0-2. Brewers have not scored in 10 innings since the second inning yesterday when they took a 2-0 lead. Jackson ready. Here's the 0-2. Yelich took just a little bit outside. Fastball. That was a good take. Ball one. Trying to get the bat back going is Yelich. Just one for his last 18. Now's a good time. 1-2 pitch. Took the change up low. That was a good take again on a good-looking pitch by Andre Jackson. It's 2-2. It is a gorgeous night, albeit on the warm side here in Pittsburgh. Jackson okays the sign, the 2-2 pitch. Hit foul back up over the screen, hit the facade of the second level on the third base side. Scoreless third inning from Brandon Woodruff was brought to you by Carbliss, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. That's a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Another 2-2. Yelich took inside on a fastball. 95-mile-an-hour pitch, again very close. Christian taking some tight pitches, and it's 3-2 after he started no balls, two strikes. Carbliss has no carbs, no sugar, and a variety of flavors available at American Family Field for you to enjoy or grab it at your local grocer. Liss is more. 3-2 pitch. Fouled back. Spoiled the changeup. Hit it over again off to the third base side into the seats. This looking like one of Yelich's best plate appearances in a little bit. Beginning the fourth. Jackson will try it again. 3-2. And he missed. Curveball up and away. Ball four. That was a great plate appearance. And the Brewers finally have a base runner tonight and this season against Andre Jackson. Walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Way to work himself back into that count and eventually take ball four. Here comes William Contreras. First pitch is low and away on a change. Ball one. Contreras grounded out to short his first time. If you wanted to put a play on, this is a good hit and run candidate. Throw to first, and Yelich dives in safely without a tag applied. When you have Yelich on first base and Contreras at the plate, Craig Counsell's got several options if he wants. No score in the fourth. Now the 1-0 pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. Just barely clipped the edge on a fastball, 1-1. Well, we're glad you're with us here from Pittsburgh as the Brewers try to even this series at a win apiece. Pittsburgh took the opener on Labor Day 4-2. Yelich has his lead, the 1-1. Same spot, same result. Right on the outside edge on a fastball, 1-2. Brewers have lost two straight. Pirates have won six of their last seven. They have been feisty here as we've gotten into September. The 1-2. Chopped foul by Contreras, who spoiled a fastball. They went away again with that pitch. That time, William was able to take a swing and stay alive. The Pirates need to win one of these final two games against the Brewers to get a third straight series win. Yelich at first. 1-2 pitch. Down and away on a changeup taken by Contreras. It's 2-2. Derek Shelton's team is going to miss the playoffs again, and it will likely be their fifth consecutive losing season. But they're playing much better as it approaches its end at the moment. 2-2 pitch. Chopped wide of third. Foul on the ground. Another changeup from Andre Jackson. And just like Christian Yelich did before him, Contreras is putting together a very nice appearance in the box. We will see how it ends. First, Williams going to use his timeout. This is a generate-your-own-energy kind of night. Very small crowd. You can hear this. Not a lot of noise behind my voice. Jackson set at the belt. Another 2-2 pitch. Outside, it glances off the glove of Rodriguez, the catcher. It rolls far enough behind him that Yelich can take second base. Probably a pass ball. That was close to a strike. It's a 3-2 count on William Contreras, and Andy Rodriguez, the young catcher, I think just trying to frame the pitch. Did not even catch it. It is pass ball. So a runner at second for the Crew with nobody out. 3-2, the count on Contreras. Jackson is ready, stretching the pitch. Low and away, he walked him. A changeup, and Contreras and Yelich, very good back-to-back plate appearances to draw back-to-back free passes. Again, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin presents it. Walk right in. 2-1, nobody out for the middle of the order here, and a golden opportunity for the Brewers to strike first here tonight. It'll be Carlos Santana to the plate. Carlos robbed of a bloop hit his first time up by the center fielder, Jack Sawinski. First pitch skips in the dirt into the mid of Rodriguez. Ball one. That was a slider. Santana 0 for 5 thus far this series against his former club. Batting left-handed. The 1-0. Chops it. Very softly off the catcher, Andy Rodriguez. It bounds out in front of the plate. Rodriguez bothered by that foul ball. It's a 1-1 count. And home plate umpire Chris Siegel is going to give Andy Rodriguez a little bit of time to recover. No score in the fourth. Yelich at second. Contreras at first. The kids and seniors, you can get half off your tickets to the Brewers' upcoming matchup with the Marlins during the next homestand on Thursday, September 14th. That's a matinee. Seniors 60 and older and kids 14 and under take advantage of the deal, courtesy of WPS Health Insurance. Rodriguez ready now, and the pitch down and in, 2-1 on a slider to Carlos Santana. You can get your tickets to that upcoming homestand that begins next Monday. Brewers.com has them all for you. Big games coming up in September. 2-1 on Santana. Jackson's pitch. Down and in on a changeup again. At the moment, he has lost the feel for the strike zone. It's 3-1. On deck is Mark Canna. And you figure that Carlos is sitting dead red here. Looking for a pitch in the area. He wants it to try to do damage. The 3-1. Took up an in ball four, and Jackson has loaded the bases with three consecutive walks. That was a fastball there to Carlos Santana that was not close. He spun back out of the way. Yelich takes third, Contreras second, and Santana's at first. Say it with me, folks. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. I hope you did say that with me as you listen. Timeout is called by the Pirates pitching coach. Here comes Oscar Marine out of the third base dugout to pay Andre Jackson a mound visit. I got to tell you, this has kind of come out of nowhere. He very quickly and efficiently retired the first nine batters that he faced tonight. Then he got ahead of Yelich and Contreras, walked each of them, and then he loses Santana to load him up for Mark Canna. Nobody out in the fourth inning of a scoreless game. So Canna with a big opportunity here for the crew. Grounded out to second his first time. Up the middle, the shortstop Piguero and the second baseman Bay play back for a double play. They're pinched in at the corners. First pitch, big swing, and a foul popped back over the screen. Canna took a rip at a fastball, and he's behind 0-1. This has been one of the most productive Brewer bats for the last few weeks. And Craig Council moved Mark Canna into the cleanup spot tonight just for a situation like this. The 0-1, right down the middle, called a strike. Canna couldn't swing at that 95-mile-an-hour heater, and he's behind 0-2. And now Mark will have to get a bit defensive, you figure. Three on. Jackson set at the belt. The right-hander's 0-2. Down in the dirt. Good block by Rodriguez, the catcher, sliding out to the left-handed batter's box. Keeping everybody in place. One ball, two strikes. Adama's on deck. Jackson's 1-2, lined foul sharply past third. It went over the head of Yelich, who was leading off in foul territory, and he had to duck underneath it just to make sure it wasn't going to hit him. Remember, Jackson's a guy who had been pitching in relief most of the year up until recently, so he's not a guy that's going to give you a huge pitch count, and he's already up now over 60. Bases loaded, 1-2. Ground ball, that foul wide of third. Oh, just missed. Maybe by a foot, wide of the bag. Canna hitting that one into the left field sidewall, but no dice. We'll do it again, 1-2. Mark Canna's last 10 games, he's been hitting .417. The 1-2 again. Ground ball hit to second. It should be a double play. Bay to Piguero. On to first. They get two. Oh, my. Now the run does score. Yelich is home. It's 1-0 Brewers. But that is exactly what Andre Jackson and the Pirates were hoping for. Taylor made double play ball. Canna hit it right at G1 Bay. 4-6-3. Over to third advances Contreras. So now two out in the inning. And Jackson needs to get one more out just to get one run home in the inning against him. That would be it. It's Willie Adames in the box. First pitch, letter high, fastball called a strike right at the top of the zone. So no run batted in for Canna. Adames struck out his first time. Jackson stretching the 0-1. Fly ball is hit to center field. Backing up is Jack Sawinski with a play. He settles underneath it well in front of the warning track, and Sawinski makes the catch. Adames flies to center. The Brewers get one, but they were hoping for a lot more. Three walks, no hits. One man was left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Prevea, we do things differently, because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Is your yard ready for fall? Pick up the essentials during Fleet Farm's Fall Yard Prep.
Get everything you need, like Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Lawn Food. On sale, $49.99. Get 5 bags of Scott's Triple Shred Mulch for just $10. And all poly tarps are 20% off. Plus, shop our wide selection of cleanup gear, like rakes, wheelbarrows, power equipment, and more. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brandon Woodruff is now working with the lead, 1-0, as he takes back to the hill for the bottom of the fourth, facing Reynolds, Hayes, and Joe. Brian Reynolds starts it off in the left-handed box. Woodruff throws, and it's lined in the left. That one's sinking on Yelich, but he comes in and gets there. Reaching out, makes the catch. Well struck to the opposite field by Brian Reynolds, but Yelich able to read it well and make the grab. This is a long half inning in the top of the fourth. Woodruff ends up getting one run of help to work with the lead. Back out, gets a one pitch out in the bottom of the inning. Key Brian Hayes up there now. He grounded out his first time. Wind up in the pitch. Right down the middle for a strike at 97 miles an hour. Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop. From hardware to pet food, you'll find the top brands at great prices at Fleet Farm. 0-1, swung on and cued off the end of the bat, foul opposite way, wide of first. Woodruff looking sharp, and he has Key Brian Hayes in an 0-2 hole. From the full windup, the 0-2 pitch. That comes in low, 98 on the gun. The velocity has been there pretty much from day one that he returned from the injured list. That was against the Pirates, as I mentioned. He lost that game, but pitched well, and has pitched well pretty much ever since. 1-2, swing and a foul tip. Held on to by Contreras. He struck him out. That's the first of the night for Brandon Woodruff. Takes care of Key Brian Hayes, and that was 97-mile-an-hour heat. Ortho ASAP, start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com.
It's a great illustration, though, of what we've been talking about. This is a Pirates team that's hard to strike out.
Connor Joe's up there. He takes right down the middle for a strike.
And, Josh, what have we seen from Burns and Peralta and Woodruff a lot in the second half? Some big strikeout numbers. It's been part of the bread and butter for this Brewers pitching staff. Tough to do against this Pirates team.
It really is. 0-1 pitch is flied foul in at the seats first base side by Connor Joe, who's behind 0-2. Let's see if Woodruff can put him away and make it back-to-back. Joe flied out his first time. In fact, his only hit all season against the Brewers was a solo home run against Woodruff. Two out, 0-2 pitch inside. That was a changeup, and he flinches back out of the way. Connor Joe, 1-for-20 against the Crew this season. How about that? It was a homer against Woody. Full windup, 1-2 pitch, chopped very softly, foul right back to the on-deck circle. Indy Rodriguez also homered in that game back on the 6th of August. In total, this is the 6th start that Woodruff has made since he's returned. 1-0 Brewers, 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball got Connor Joe to chase, and he struck him out. Back-to-back Ks to end a 1-2-3 fourth inning for Woodruff. Fourth OASAP again, and he has settled in. Retired 8 in a row. Headed into the 5th of this pitcher's duel. 1-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next painting project with 11% off everything. We carry a great selection of painting products, from painting trays to brushes to rollers and more. Menards has everything you need to get the job done quickly and efficiently. Start with a 6-piece paint roller kit for $12.36 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Name that line in Kugels.
You'd never drop this line in Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy, Bob.
Home run. You name that line in Kugels.
Line in Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob and Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful. Always refreshing. Always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Hupie and Abraham. 1-800-800-5678. Hupie.com.
1-0 Brewers into the fifth. Lane Grinnell, it's all yours.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh. Sal Frelick will lead things off for the crew. Takes the first pitch up and away with a fastball from Jackson. It's 1-0. Jackson ran into that trouble in the top of the fourth inning, but got the double play ball to minimize the damage. 1-0 miss down and away. I should say down and in, rather. Two balls and no strikes on Frelick. So three straight walks loaded the bases, but then Canna bounced into the double play. Run scored, but the big inning was avoided in terms of Andre Jackson giving one up. The 2-0 pitch to Frelick, taking all the way, and he took a strike with a fastball right down the middle. It's 2-1. Sal flied to left back in the second inning. He's 0-1 tonight. Jackson kicks in the 2-1 pitch, and he took low with a slider, and it's 3-1. Well, I can't believe it's taken us this long into this series to talk about it, but there is quite a thing going on in Pittsburgh that we discovered when we got into town on Sunday night. 3-1. And that caught the inside corner. It's full now. Three balls and two strikes. There is an invasion of spotted lantern bugs. I think that's right. Josh knows more about this than I do. He's a little bit more researched on it.
You nailed it.
3-2 pitch. And Frelick took up and away. Works the walk. So the Brewers with their fourth walk drawn in this game. Still without a hit, but plenty of base runners over the last couple of innings. And Frelick reaches for Monasterio here. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. These are very large, I guess, moth-like flying creatures. They have spots on their back. They have red wings when they open up. First pitch to Monasterio is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And they are literally everywhere in this city. So much so that if you walk, you'll hear crunches, and I'm not exaggerating, because they're all over the sidewalks, they're all over the side of the buildings. It's an invasive species, as you can imagine. 0-1, Monasterio takes down and away with a slider. Good stop by Rodriguez, keeping Frelick at first base, and it's a ball and a strike. The hotel that we're staying at had a shop vac vacuuming the sidewalks today because these bugs are so prevalent, and they're big. And they will land on you, and they will hitchhike without you knowing that they're on your shoulder. 1-1 to Monasterio is up, and it's two balls and one strike. And now a visit from Indy Rodriguez as the conversation goes along here. But it's been quite a topic for everybody in the clubhouse, during batting practice, on the field, or just anybody that's here for this series, is these spotted lantern bugs. That sounds like a tavern in Wisconsin, the spotted lantern. But it's an invasive species here in Pennsylvania. Jackson's 2-1. Monasterio swinging a miss at a changeup, and it's 2-2. And they're everywhere.
I think there are millions of them. I'm not sure I'm exaggerating. Yeah, I think thousands would be too low.
I think you're right. There is somebody in Pittsburgh that swallowed one at some point over the last few days. I can promise you that. Not because they wanted to, though. 2-2. This is hit pretty well out to left center field. Palacios going back onto the warning track at the wall. It's off the top of the wall in the notch in left center. Frelick is rounding third. He's going to score. Monasterio on his way to third, and he's in there standing up with an RBI triple. Andrew Monasterio continues to swing a hot stick for the Brewers, and he gets the job done. He drives in his 19th of the year. It's 2-0 Milwaukee. Hit that very well to the deepest part of the park. It hit off the side of the bullpen. There is a screen on the left side of the bullpen that's called the notch. It's 410 feet to that spot in this ballpark. And Monasterio pretty much used all 410 feet and rides it off that wall for a triple. And now the infield in for Bryce Turang. Jackson's pitch is tapped out in front of home plate. Monasterio breaking for home. Nobody will field it. And Bryce Turang with an RBI infield single. 3-0 Brewers. A swinging bunt up the third baseline. It just died. Jackson took a swipe at it, but he wasn't going to have a play anywhere anyway. And so the bottom of the order getting the job done here in this top of the fifth inning. For Turang, he drives in his 33rd. And the Brewers, for having that big opportunity that escaped them in the fourth inning, doing a great job here in this fifth inning. Still nobody out. Runner at first and Tyrone Taylor now at the plate. I guess we needed to start talking about spotted lantern bugs. First pitch to Tyrone is swung on and fouled back. It's 0-1.
How about those were finally the first two hits of the game for the crew? They came on back-to-back pitches there, the triple and the infield hit.
They were very different types of hits. In terms of the distance off the bat, but they both work. A one to Taylor, and that is hit in the air to right. It is dying quickly. It's going to drop in there for a base hit. Turang goes first to third. Here goes the throw to third. He's going to be in there safely. Tyrone drops a little soft fly into shallow right field, and the Brewers have runners on the corners and nobody out. The first four have reached against Jackson, and there is action in that Pirates bullpen. So three consecutive hits after the Brewers were no-hit through the first four innings of this game. And the offense has broke out in a big way here and looking for even more as the top of the order now comes to the plate in Christian Yelich. How about a vibe check? The vibes are good right now. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. So here's Yelich, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Jackson brings home the first pitch, and Yelich hits one in the air, deep left field. Palacios going back onto the warning track to make the catch. Tagging from third and headed home is Turang. It is 4-0 Brewers. Yelich with a sack fly into left. He drives in his 70th of the season. Brewers manufacturing a run there with a productive out from Yelich. And now Taylor at first and one away. And here's William Contreras, who's 0-for-1 with a walk in this game so far tonight. A really good go. A three-run top of the fifth so far for the Brewers. And the first pitch misses outside of the fastball. It's 1-0. Yeah, these spotted lantern bugs, though, they, as we're broadcasting the game, they're zooming by the booth, flying into the booth. You're a little bit protected up this high at PNC Park. 1-0, missed inside of the changeup, two balls and no strikes. They make their way up here, but not with the prevalence that they do when you're down a little bit lower on the sidewalks. Although Josh says that they're all over his window in his hotel.
20th floor.
So maybe my theory's wrong. 2-0 pitch. Contreras took high. It's three balls and no strikes.
Got to show you the picture of my windowsill from this afternoon.
Yeah. I had one jump on my leg as I was walking to the bus today. I thought I had a Canadian goose on there for a second. I had to knock it off. Wasn't quite that big. 3-0 to Contreras. Up and in. And William draws his second walk of this game. And the Brewers have first and second and one away. And Carlos Santana coming to the plate. He is the seventh batter of this inning. And Derek Shelton has popped out of the dugout. That's going to be it for Andre Jackson. Boy, three perfect innings, and it just really all fell apart from there. Second time through the order, not kind to Andre Jackson as we have a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so polka first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular built for us. There's a spotted lantern bug sitting right in front of me right before we go to break here. Brewers with first and second and one away and three runs in this inning already. They lead 4-0 here in the top of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Oh,
visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar. Or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Nature's Touch. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip, purchase any Nature's Touch ice cream with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Nature's Touch. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Nature's Touch, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Thomas Hatch, the right-hander, is on for the Pirates here. His 15th appearance, 1-1 with a 4.09 ERA. And boy, what a great sign, Josh, to see this Brewers offense come to life here in this fifth inning. It has been a little bit of everything. RBI triple hit to the deepest part of the park. A swinging bunt single that scored a run. A bloop into right as Carlos Santana steps in there, first and second and one away, and he drives one out to deep center field. Sawinski back onto the warning track. Couple of steps in front of the wall. Oh, he dropped it. It sailed a little bit more on him and hits off the wall, stays in play, and another run is going to score as Tyrone Taylor will score from second, and into third goes Contreras, and standing at second with a double is Carlos Santana. Sawinski gave the impression that he had that one measured up. He got to the edge of the warning track, and it looked like he was going to catch it on the track. And then it sailed a little bit on the at the last second on him. He jumped, did not get a glove on it, and it hit off the wall, and the Brewers lead it 5-0. And now second and third and one away, and Mark Canha is at the plate. So an RBI for Santana, his 71st of the season. Infield comes halfway for the Pirates. Hatch looking in. And now brings home the first pitch to Canha. He missed down and away with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. Canha's 0-for-2, bounced into that 4-6-3 double play back in the fourth. A four-run top of the fifth. It's a 5-0 Brewers lead. Hatch comes set in the pitch, and this is a ground ball but foul up the third baseline, and it's 1-1. Chance for an even bigger inning here in this moment for the Brewers. Big at bat here from Mark Canha with Willy Adames in the on-deck circle. Canha's the eighth batter of this inning for this Brewers lineup. Hatch looking in. And the pitch, missed outside. Another cutter that time from Thomas Hatch. And it's two balls and one strike. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of Wes Spin the Silver Lining for that double from Carlos Santana. He stands at second base right now. And Canna took a strike on the outside edge. It's 2-2. Canna's been in such a groove here recently that when he comes up in these spots, you're just sure he's going to come up with something. The confidence you have in him delivering in this moment is as high as can be. The pitch swung on and fouled back and out of play, and it'll stay two balls and two strikes. And some new baseballs run out to our home plate umpire, Chris Siegel. Again, the infield's not all the way in for the Pirates, but it is halfway, pretty much even with the baseline right now for all of these Pirates infielders. Hatch, the 2-2. And this is lined into left for a base hit. Contreras will trot home. Santana's going to be held at third. It was bobbled for a moment in left by Palacios. And now racing home is Santana. Canna's going to be caught between first and second. And tagged out by Connor Joe. But two more runs come home on the play. And the Brewers continuing to capitalize. They lead it now 7-0 over Pittsburgh. And we told you, Mark Canna, you just count on him coming through in these big moments. So he will get a single, will Mark Canna. And he'll get credit for one RBI. And then there'll be an error on Palacios in left that allowed Santana to score. Here's Adames, first pitch swinging. It's a ground ball to second. Bay fields it with one step on the outfield grass and throws to first. And the inning is over. But the Brewers bat nine in the inning and put together some quality at-bats all the way through. And the Brewers with a 7-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your country. Your country. 98Q Country.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
7-0 Brewers as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at PNC Park. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Brewers score six runs in the top of the fifth inning to take this 7-0 lead with Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Griddle with you. Brewers trying to even up the series, and they're in a good position so far here tonight as Brandon Woodruff, only 53 pitches through the first four innings, faces Jack Sawinski to lead off this bottom of the fifth. Woodruff out of the windup, first pitch, and a swing and a miss by Sawinski. It's 0-1. We're just talking about that Carlos Santana double that hit off the wall in center. Brewers hit a couple of balls off the wall in that six-run inning. Woodruff out of the windup and the 0-1 pitch. And that swung on and fouled straight back into the net. It's nothing and two.